Welcome to Lesson 4 of Rephrase Your Relationship. I'm Brent Peake, and today we're exploring a phrase that might seem simple, but holds immense power in transforming interpersonal dynamics. I could be wrong. This lesson dives deep into the value of relational openness and humility in communication, crucial traits for building a supportive and collaborative relationship. Relational humility involves the willingness to consider that one's own ideas or beliefs might not be entirely correct or may not fully capture the complexity of a situation. In the context of a relationship, it means acknowledging that our perspective is just one of many and that our understanding of a situation involving our partner can be flawed or incomplete. Embracing the mindset of "I could be wrong" is fundamentally about humility. The recognition that our knowledge and understanding are limited. It's about holding our views lightly and being open to learning from each other. This approach does not weaken our stance, but rather strengthens our interactions by making them more flexible and adaptive. Holding your thoughts lightly is an essential part of relational humility. It means not clinging too tightly to your own opinions or immediately jumping to conclusions, especially negative ones. It's about allowing space for doubt and questioning, which can lead to more thoughtful and informed discussions. Consider this. When you jump to the worst conclusions about your partner or your relationship, part of you likely hopes you are wrong. By verbalizing this, acknowledging the possibility that your negative assumptions might not be accurate, you open the door to deeper understanding and connection. When we fail to consider the possibility that we could be wrong, it often leads to several detrimental outcomes in our relationships. One major issue is increased conflict. By insisting that our perspective is the only valid one, we are more likely to escalate arguments and encounter stubborn standoffs. This rigid stance blocks effective communication and problem solving as each partner digs in their heels rather than seeking common ground. Additionally, consistently dismissing a partner's viewpoints can severely erode trust and respect within the relationship. This lack of acknowledgement not only damages the partnership, but also hinders personal growth. Without being open to alternative perspectives, individuals miss out on valuable opportunities to learn and grow, both independently and as a couple. Embracing different viewpoints can enrich our understanding of ourselves and our partners, fostering a deeper, more meaningful connection. Embracing the phrase, "I could be wrong," carries several significant benefits that can enhance any relationship. First, it fosters collaboration by demonstrating a willingness to work together to find common ground. This approach enhances partnership and cooperation within the relationship, as it invites both partners to contribute to problem-solving and decision-making processes. This collaborative spirit is crucial for maintaining a healthy and supportive partnership. Additionally, saying "I could be wrong" encourages open dialogue and creates a safer space for both partners to express their thoughts and feelings without fear of dismissal. This openness builds respect and trust, as it shows maturity and an appreciation for the partner's insights. By acknowledging one's fallibility, it helps reinforce the trust and respect foundational to any strong relationship, paving the way for a deeper connection and understanding. Let's look at a couple scenarios to illustrate the positive impact of admitting potential errors. Scenario 1. Your partner is late to a dinner you planned, and you feel ignored and disrespected. Without saying "I could be wrong," you might say, "You're always late and don't respect my time." With adding "I could be wrong," it might sound like this. "I feel like you don't value our plans when you come home late like this, but I could be wrong. Is there something going on that's making it hard for you to be on time?" This approach softens the accusation and opens the door for the partner to explain or discuss their reasons for being late without feeling attacked, fostering a more understanding and supportive dialogue. Scenario number two. You notice your partner has been quiet lately, and you assume they are upset with you. Without "I could be wrong," it might sound like this. You're clearly upset with me. What did I do this time? With adding "I could be wrong," you might say this. I've noticed you've been quiet. I'm worried it might be something I've done, but I could be wrong. Can we talk about what's on your mind? This approach allows for the possibility that the speaker's assumption may be incorrect and invites the partner to share their actual feelings or concerns. In both scenarios, the introduction of "I could be wrong" transforms the nature of the conversation from confrontational to conversational, encouraging understanding and open dialogue. Now, think back to a past conflict where you felt certain of your perspective at the moment. Reflect on how the situation might have changed if you had started your response with, "I could be wrong." Consider how this could have altered the dynamic of the conversation and possibly led to a quicker resolution or better understanding. Are there any current difficulties in your relationship that you could apply this to? As we wrap up today's lesson, I encourage you to practice using "I could be wrong" in your daily interactions. Notice the changes, not just in how your partner responds, but in how you perceive and engage with different viewpoints. It's a small phrase with the potential to make a big difference in your relationship. Thanks for listening. Join me next time as we explore the phrase, "It seems as if," another powerful tool for enhancing your communication and deepening your connection.